In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. All of our readings draw us into what you and I are called and challenged to be in our day. And that is to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus. And to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus, we have been given that gift by virtue of our baptism. When water was poured, oil smudged, God made a commitment with us: I will be your God, you will be my people, period. And we made a commitment to God as well, that we will be the light in our world. That's what Paul is talking about in that second reading to the Corinthians. He says, to all who have been sanctified by Christ Jesus, made holy by Christ Jesus, you are called to that holiness. And how are we called to that holiness? By virtue of our baptism. Last week at this hour, we had a wonderful baptism, a great way to start out the week. And a part of that ritual is that we hand the parents and the godparents a candle lit from our Easter candle, a symbol of Christ in our midst. And as we hand that candle, we say, receive the light of Christ. Receive it. And be that light to all that you meet. Be holy to all that you meet. But holiness is not escaping the world. Let me come over here, and I'll be all holy and holy, and I ignore my brothers and sisters. That's not holiness. That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Holiness is not escaping the world, but living in the world and making an impact wherever you live and work, move, and have existence. That's holiness. That's getting up every day and going to work when you don't feel like it, because you have to raise a family. That's holiness. Holiness is getting up and going to class. Oh, Father, you don't know. That professor, he or she is a real... But you go anyway. That's holiness. How many of us may know someone, even if it is ourselves, that are wrapped in pain, and day in and day out, they struggle to survive and live? That's holiness. That's the holiness that Paul speaks of. And that comes to us by virtue of our baptism. When water is poured, oil smudged. That's the whole servant business that comes from our first reading from the prophet Isaiah. That God is the one who has formed us and have made us glorious in his sight. Yes, we have all the darkness and the sin of the world. Grant you that. But we have to be that light, bringing others to see Christ by the way you and I live. Sunday after Sunday, we hear this word. Sunday after Sunday, we receive the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, divinity, all that business. We gather Sunday after Sunday as the believing community of faith. And why? So that we might be light. Light for one another. Light for everyone who encounters us and sees us throughout our day. You may be sitting there and say, well, you know, Father, my light's not real shining bright. That's okay. Because we still say, Christ says, receive the light. Be that light to your brothers and sisters. As we celebrate, certainly Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, as we begin this week, the prayer of Christian unity, let us be light for one another, that others might see Christ through us. May this parish community be a light on this campus, in this city, in this household. Darkness cannot be driven out by darkness, only by the light. Be that light.